Physical body governed by a material world. As part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, the Balanced Horse Project has a surprise for them. We don't want to scare them too much, so let's talk about their animals instead. Promoting the care of the electric body of horses and other four-legged friends is hosted by Patricia Cleveland, who gave up on conventional thought a long time ago. She's aware that the bodysuits we wear are conductive elements, programmed to regenerate when the environment is a happy place. So, now 1% of us have a great reason to laugh.
Well, it's a wonderful day to be listening to the Balanced Horse Radio Show. I'm Patricia Cleveland, and the Balanced Horse Project is being brought to you by the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, and we're coming to you through 1510 AM, which is Revolution Boston, and that is located in the beautiful Marina Bay. To learn more about this program and our affiliates and showtimes, please go to Dream Vision 7. That's the number 7, radio.com, and you'll find lots of interesting things to fill your day. The BalancedHorseProject.net is the easiest way to contact me, and don't forget to add the word the in front of BalancedHorseProject.net. We're interested in your points of view, questions of interest, subjects that you would like us to address. If you wish to be a guest or have an idea of somebody who has an interesting subject that we should share, please drop us a line. If you have any challenging questions with your animals, their behavior, or some of the alternative issues that have come into your animal's life and you need support in understanding how to improve the ability of problem solving using organic or alternative ideas, please give us a call. If you wish to share this program with any of your friends, you will find it archived at the DreamVision7radio.com and also on the BalancedHorseProject.net under the radio show heading. The focus of this show is to demonstrate the connection between what I call grounded science, which is better known as empirical science, and really I follow the lines of allopathic concepts and the forms of measurement that we use to validate our discoveries. And combine those with elevated science, which is what I call the spirit of understanding the universe. It has controversial qualities that are responsible for the immeasurable experiences of life in humans throughout the centuries. Whether we can see it, touch it, or feel it, and it's whether it's measurable or unmeasurable, visible or not, does not mean to say that it does not exist and it does not have an influence on our lives and how we interact with the world around us. You may find the statements or subjects controversial. They are the honest life experiences based on working with animals and their problems and how we have come to resolve the issues by using organic and natural processes. I have just returned from a trip to Boston. I enjoyed going to a dog walk that was sponsored by Gracie's Mission. Please look it up. It's an amazing opportunity to help people with animals and to expand our educational opportunities. This amazing group of dog owners came together with vendors and they shared knowledge and generated an environment that promoted the expansion of each other's awareness. It was a great opportunity for me coming in from the country to the city and observe the influences of an urban setting on animals and perhaps their owners. Changing the environment definitely influenced me on a physical and energetic level. I could feel the shifts of emotion, the exchanges, the different qualities of energy that were transmitted and absorbed between both the animal, the human part, and also the natural environmental green surfaces versus concrete and pavement. As a dog owner, I also noticed a difference between the dogs that were at the dog walk and the dogs that I have here at the farm. My blue heelers run basically 24 hours a day, and they are a great asset to us working horses and goats. So it's not to say that there was something right or something wrong, but there was something definitely different that caused me to speculate on the impact of environmental energy and the relationships between the country and the city. It is easy to understand animals when you live with them in the country. They're allowed the liberty of expression and the social interactions in herds or pack, and their lifestyle has the ease of being stressed and then being relaxed. After spending time in the city with animals and their owners, I understood the compounding effects of complicated questions and stressful environments and limited natural resources that I use at home to balance our animals' lifestyle. We are looking for challenges and trying to understand how we can maybe present a different discussion for the urban animal lover. With the frantic pace of living in large populations, it becomes really easy to understand how one loses sight of the primary goal of maintaining a balanced lifestyle and environment. These observations are not limited just to people with dogs, but it can translate over different lifestyles, especially for people who have horses in the racing industry or competitive shows. We are all working and living under stress. At the farm, the participating animals in the Balanced Horse Project were often exposed to stress. Many of them came to the farm full of stress, but we had the ability to alter the environment through the harmonics that we use on the farm using sound or the environmental reaction between person and animal, that being we didn't have emotional intent or stress around us. Also through the food, the diet, and basically restricting anything that was artificial. This tended to relax the body and bring it into a comfortable state where the physical and the psychological being of the animal was actually able to regenerate, to solve its own issues, to basically heal itself. I have a theory that suggests the quality of food that we consume activates a higher level of emotional and energetic or electrical transmission through the body. This is how I developed the process of the Balanced Horse Project. The conductivity or the quality of energy that the body can store is really important to how we actually think, we feel, and we interact with others. If you own a dog, you understand that it likes to eat meat, but we forget that meat often contains blood. Carnivores require the nutrients found in blood. And blood, in chemistry, is based on iron. And iron is found in the red blood cells. And iron is responsible for holding oxygen into the cell so that a running animal, such as a dog, can have a greater amount of oxygen ready for sprinting after its prey. Herbivores, they just flourish when they have green things around them. The grass happens to hold magnesium. And magnesium is responsible for relaxing our muscles. There is a difference between the carnivore and the herbivore, but they both contain magnesium and iron. The herbivore often gets its iron from eating the plants, and the carnivore, unfortunately, has to get the magnesium from the predigestive parts of the herbivore's stomach. But they work together, and they balance each other, and then through the energy relationships, we now can understand that these minerals are required to help support conductivity of energy through the living body. It is interesting to note that I recently started a juice diet. And when I shred out my fibers from the carrots and greens, I'm responsible. I take them out to the barn and offer them to the animals. And so I started with the horses, and many of those animals just love to be fed and treated, and I showed them the grindings from my juicer, and do you know what? They turned their backs and walked away. Now, that's a really unnatural thing for a horse to walk away from carrots, but they did. We turned around and we offered the same grindings over to the goat pen, and do you know what? They absolutely loved it. So there was something unnatural about what I offered the horse. The horse recognized that the fibers that were presented didn't hold enough mineral or perhaps energy to really be of value or worth eating. Meanwhile, the goat, who is a smaller size, said, hey, there's enough energy in this food to help my body, and they proceeded to gobble it up. So this is just an observation that maybe somebody in the future would like to take an interest in and follow up on. So it's not the physical substance of the meat fiber or the vegetable fiber that is contributing to the body's ability to balance its own state of health. Instead, it is the mineral and perhaps small little pieces of metal like gold or silver that is contained in our bodies that holds the essence and the ability to pass the conductive qualities of our electrical universe through into and beyond our electrical body. This means that there is a challenging situation occurring based on the quality and the resources available for animal owners to feed their animals. Cooked dog foods and vegetables have lost their conductive value when they go through the processing of being canned or made into a shape. This means that we are feeding a food that holds a low value of energy, and it cannot hold a conductive charge, which leads to a state of physical or energetic decay. If the bodysuit, that is, the thing that we live in, if you consider yourself an energetic being, okay, we have this bodysuit, and it's an antenna. It attracts radio signals, light signals, magnetic fields, and it creates a network of transmitters and conductors that support an internal and external environment that brings resources of added energy, whether it's emotional exchange between a friend or another animal. But these exchanges are needed to replenish a daily depletion of our energy resources or the resources that hold or carry the electrical charge that maintains a constant state of health. So this is an effect that I have experienced while I was in the big city. Both the animals and the people have limited access to what I'm calling, the living food. It's not that they don't love or care for their animals. Actually, you guys spend more quality time and take better care of your pets than I do with my Blue Healers goats and horses. But there is a difference in the animals themselves. Our animals have a rugged life on the farm. They work and they play and they express their joy without fear of injury or complaint. And the animals that I observed in the urban setting were happy and they looked for social interaction. But after listening to the conversation of several owners, animals in the city appear to be more fragile and susceptible to disease. I have seen this before. Our horses range on open land, and they eat well. They depend on the seasons to provide the right food to balance their systems. They have fresh water in front of them, and when the weather gets bad, we provide nutritious hay. We reduce the stressors that they are exposed to, and they live in a wide open environment not in a concentrated population surrounded with limited resources and constant exposure to noises that do not harmonize with their natural state of being. Our horses are basically disease-free. They're highly social. They're self-sustaining in most situations. My research herd has lived for over 12 years without exposure to vaccine. And I do live in a highly disease-ridden environment. We're actually one of the first places in the state of Alabama to experience a disease called West Nile. None of my horses have contracted that disease. And perhaps it's because their immune systems are working in a balanced state. I think that there's something else going on that has changed the transmission or the quality of energy that is emitted to and from our companion animals in the city. States of disease seem to hide under their shiny coats, and their eyes may be smiling, but there is something that's just not balanced when you're an energetic person and you work with animals that they just feel different to me. They don't feel complete. The concept of a dog having a headache is a profound reality that one of our owners at the dog walk actually experienced. And once we brought this to the owner's attention and the problem was resolved, it was very interesting to watch this animal's eating patterns change. She had been unable to eat, or perhaps chose not to eat because she didn't like the food. But after her headache was resolved, she started to consume her chicken, and she started to wag her tail, and her eyes came to life, and it was very clear that there was something that happened in her body that helped her to take on her food without any anxiety, which was upsetting her stomach and causing a diarrhea. So, she's back to normal. But there's something else going on behind the scenes. The definition of disease in city animals astounded me. These dogs have more diseases and problems than I have ever encountered on the farm. So to find answers, I really, really had a challenge. And for myself, being a kind of person that attracts things, I decided to stand still and wait a few days to see what would come across the doorstep. I find that if I think too much, I complicate things, and it puts me into a mind trap that holds me into a conscious state of problem solving. And this tends to make things very complicated and controlled. But if I just stand still and relax and don't stress over it, I find that my subconscious mind starts to generate serendipitous moments, and it allows things to be attracted to me. So this is just one of those things that comes to mind. I felt a change in the city animals. There was such a big city cascade of information. It just led to one inquiry after another, and I just really didn't know what direction to go other than to stay focused on what these animals were eating. And then the other day, a staff member came to me after listening to a controversial radio broadcaster who, in an underlying statement, floated the suggestion that the beef industry in the United States is changing the diet of the cattle from corn to wheat. And there was a reason stated that didn't really resonate to be true to me 100%, but I will say the reason that was quoted was it was the ethanol costs were driving up the value of corn, and it was becoming cost prohibitive for beef producers to continue to feed their animals. So this is where we get into the other side of the conversation. So I'm going to just let you think about what these guys who make our meals, if you like steak, why did they stop feeding corn? Focus on everything better today. All that I needed, I never could.
Join us on NutriSante every first and third Sunday, 7 to 8 p.m. with board-certified holistic health practitioner Susan Baker, owner and founder of NutriSante, a nutrition, counseling, wellness, and education service focused on finding the truth in everyday nutrition. The show is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Patricia Cleveland knows it's not what you do with your animal, but how you support their well-being that provides winning performances, reliable personality, and a healthy body. Patricia interprets the silent language of animals, bringing a special perspective on training, saving money, frustration, injuries, and time. Using nature's toolbox, the Balanced Horse Project transforms tired, resistant, broken, and frightened animals into confident, trusting, and healthy friends. If you've been searching for logical answers backed by science, visit the website, thebalancedhorseproject.net. and discover the services offered. That's thebalancedhorseproject.net. Tune in the first Sunday of every month at 6 p.m. Eastern for the Conversations of the Balanced Horse Project.
You don't see them on the streets. In fact, you're probably not aware of them at all. But there are 100,000 of them right here in Massachusetts. They're homeless children. Child and family homelessness is a crisis in our community. Homeless kids are often transient, staying in shelters when they can, and even living in cars with their families. So they're out of sight, and unfortunately, out of mind. Horizons for Homeless Children is here to help. We're dedicated to improving the lives of homeless children and their families with programs and services to help kids learn and grow and help their families return to self-sufficiency. Join us in making a difference. Become a volunteer or make a donation. Visit horizonsforhomelesschildren.org or call 800-560-7702. That's horizonsforhomelesschildren.org or 800-560-7702.
Shakespeare wrote, "There are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy." Most of us don't give a second thought to high planes or our existence. Join your host, Priscilla Gale, every fourth Sunday at 6 p.m. as she guides you on a journey into spiritual and mystical discoveries, opening your mind to enlightened consciousness and to dynamic powers of healing. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Talking Alternative is your 24-hour alternative to mainstream talk radio, with topics like astrology and acupuncture, dance and divorce, politics and nonprofits. Our informative shows entertain while they educate. TalkingAlternative.com. We are professionals serving community.
Tune in for the Spiritually Speaking with Laura Lester Fournier show every second Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern. Each show will highlight a guest on a topic sure to inspire and assist you in connecting with your divine purpose. Remove the barriers and experience more peace, forgiveness, true love, and grace. Tune in. Be inspired. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
This is Dream Vision 7 radio network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Listening to The Balanced Project. And this is Patricia Cleveland, your host, and you are listening to the program on Dream Vision 7 Radio, live broadcast out of 1510 AM, which is Revolution Boston. And we're getting back to our conversation about what is going on between the city dog and the country dog. The horse that lives in an organic environment and horses that are in work and under stress. Over the years, many horsemen have made a comment about a shift in the quality of horses, their ability to stay sound, to be disease-free, and to actually hold up to long-term breeding programs where they are able to actually produce better offspring. We're starting to see a cascading downward effect in the health of a lot of animals, not just the city dog or cat, but also the animals that are out in the real world of competition or in feedlots doing their job to produce food for people. There are lots of ideas floating out there, and I'm not suggesting what I'm about to say is the final answer, but it may be a contributing factor to consider the next time you are facing a problem with your animal. There are discoveries based on research in third-generation animals that these third-generation animals are actually experiencing increases in allergies, in disease, and in reproductive issues. So when I ran across this bit of information, my thoughts just went wild. I live on an organic farm where I actually have the ability to know what I am feeding my animals every day. I am rather spoiled because I have a feed mill that I can go to, and they will put together mixtures that I will give certain animals during certain periods of the year. So the natural process of energy rebalancing and conductivity of the body is improved rather than impaired by using artificial resources for nutrition. I'm going to say six names of food products. If you want to write them down, go ahead and do this. These are the six major genetically modified food groups. These are crops that are grown and are in our daily diet. So the first one is soya or soya bean. Then we have corn. Then we have canola, cotton, sugar beets, and believe it or not, horse people, alfalfa. These are just some of the forms of genetically modified foods that we offer and interact with on a daily basis. Do you really know what you're feeding your cat, your dog, your horse, or any of your other animals? And do you understand the short and long-term effects of this artificial food source? Well, since 1996, genetically modified plants, such as soya beans and corn, have had genes of different bacteria and viruses put into their DNA. Most Americans don't realize that they are eating genetically modified ingredients in most of their processed foods. So this is why it's important to take the time and read the label on anything that you are ready to buy. Now, I'm leading you off the edge of a cliff, so don't believe everything I'm saying. Challenge it. Go out and do your own research. If you have questions, ask them. And if you have additional information or experience, share it. Because the Balanced Horse Project is here to work with you to bring together an expanded experience so that we can share these facts and provide a better understanding to the three sides of the truth on this subject. Now, GMO foods have generated great controversy for almost 60 years. That's when they were first conceived to reduce the use of pesticides and herbicides. And the bottom line was to produce a less labor-intensive crop that would increase the quality and quantity by reducing the expense to the farmer. Now, today's genetically modified substances are enhanced through the introduction of different biological markers, and these things, such as fish scales in your tomatoes, produces a longer shelf life so that the ingredient doesn't really decay so quickly. Now, the other thing that was hoped for was a weight gain in the animals. And maybe it has occurred, but it's very vague to understand given some of the other chemical products that are introduced to the feed of our cattle, our pigs, and perhaps our chickens. Genetically modified food was guaranteed to be safe by the FDA, and it was based on studies that came into question. So the Food and Drug Administration's policy on genetically modified organisms was released in 1992, and false claims that the agency really had no information showing that genetically modified foods had any substantial difference on our bodies. Now, thousands of secret memos were later discovered and brought into the public domain through a lawsuit that brought the FDA scientists a warning. There are possibilities for allergies, toxins, and new diseases, and lots of nutritional problems to come out of the use of genetically modified foods. They were asked to produce long-term safety studies, but the FDA's official position is still not working towards that. There is a person by the name of Michael Taylor, and he was involved in a lawsuit. He was a former attorney for Monsanto, and he later became a vice president of this large company. And now he is involved with the U.S. Food Safety Board. The FDA has ignored our scientists, and they don't seem to require any safety testing at all for these genetically modified substances. Instead, these large corporations that drive our agricultural industry have been found guilty of hiding toxic effects of their own products. And to decide if their GMOs are safe for us to eat. So there's really no supervision out there at all. The superficial studies that they do conduct have been widely criticized as rigged, and the findings are really not valid. So buyer beware. Now that we have these resources introduced into our mainstream diet, we're starting to discover that the basis of this scientific advancement has some interesting and threatening issues. Our governments and corporations continue to value these concepts, and while our people and our animals are starting to experience the impact of decline. Genetically modified cells are introduced or exposed to bacteria. These cells are then cloned and made into plants, and the laboratory techniques are really not all that precise, and they really have no following of a natural breeding or pollinization technique. So our plants are now being artificially inseminated and to produce some very interesting nutritional qualities. So now this technology is based on scientific assumption that has been proven to be outdated, and it's leading to a massive collateral damage in our plants. The DNA of a GMO, that is genetically altered organism, for example, can have hundreds of thousands of mutations, and they're not being tracked. Even the insertion of a gene can be damaged. So what they're putting into the cell can be damaged. It can be reorganized. It can create proteins that trigger allergies and support or promote new types of disease. The second most popular trait of genetically modified corn and cotton, it has a built-in pesticide That's a very interesting thing to consider when you have animals out there eating corn on a daily basis, and that corn is containing the chemical markers for a pesticide. So the point is, what are we eating, and does it have a direct effect on who we are? How healthy are we? And how are we to continue to reproduce if we cannot be healthy? And overall, does this challenge our quality of life? All these things are being done to not just us, but our animals. Manufacturers of pet food today commonly combine corn and other grains to make a kibble that is sprayed with rendered fats and minerals to produce a tasty flavored dry dog food. Horse feeds contain cottonseed, corn, and yes, your genetically altered alfalfa. Now, these ingredients are made into a pellet, and when they are made into this pellet, they're heated and mixed with oil and mineral to produce a solid little nutritional package for your horse. Now, feed companies demonstrate their interest on behalf of the consumer by providing short-term testing and nutritional analysis of these products. But with over 90% of the industrialized population believing that we are energetic beings manifested into a physical body, I find it totally amazing that the electrical or energetic value of the food that we are asked to feed our animals, our children, and ourselves are never measured on the value of the voltage rating of the food. A generalized statement of how I see this situation is, we are feeding ourselves and our animals the French fry and lollipop diet. Now, this diet obviously is full of cholesterol, salt, and sugar. Our animals need food that is not cooked or processed. The energy value is important, as observed during the research that we conducted at the Balanced Horse Project. The natural ability for the body to work as a conductor and transmitter of energy waves or of currents that may be around us has a direct relationship on the body's ability to renew itself on a daily basis. If you are injured, this energy potential is important for you to regenerate yourself on a cellular level. And this all revolves around what you eat, how energy moves through your body. And if you consider yourself a battery, because you actually hold energy and release energy, it's also important to understand you need to have a healthy pH level. Horse owners have noticed the increase in food supplementation. Every time you turn around, there's a new additive, a joint supplement. Oh, your horse's hooves aren't growing, so feed it this. And, oh dear, your horse is too excited. Well, feed it this supplement. We have moved away from the understanding of the concepts of the balanced body, not just the physical, but the energetic. In the case of GMO feeds, we are not creating a better horse or companion animal. We are limiting our future for ourselves. So, here are some facts to consider the next time you purchase feed. GMO corn contains an allergen not found in natural varieties. GMO soya also has allergens not found in wild soya. And some people react in skin prick allergy tests for the GMO variation. It doesn't happen with the wild natural food. Mice fed natural BT toxins have had damaged intestines and a powerful immune response. So they get their immune charged up. Now, mice and rats that were fed corn that was from the BT series which is also a GMO sideline, had immune responses at and people exposed to this cotton were getting huge allergic reactions that produced rashes. So when you're not feeding something natural, you start to introduce some really nasty side effects. And then we have all kinds of other sidelines. Here's something. It's a study that was done in Canada that found that the genetic modified substances and the herbicide residues were actually found in the blood of women and the fetuses. So now it's not just you eating something that's toxic. It's now going in to the next generation of people. Now this is happening with our animals. We're having a harder time keeping our animals healthy. And we're having a harder time maintaining livestock, their offspring, or even keeping them in foal or to be bred. We actually have to now start to regulate the breeding cycles using artificial hormones. So there is something going on. The livers in rats fed GM canola were 12 to 16% heavier, and the liver cells in mice fed GMO soya appeared to suffer from toxic insult to the liver. So our bodies are having a challenge metabolizing these GMO substances. Rodents fed soya from the GMO lines had changes in their ovaries, their uterus, their testicles, and this was including the alteration of sperm cells. So now we're looking at the possibility of mutation in the long term if we continue to use this type of food resource. The DNA of mice embryos functions differently than their parents when the pregnant mice were exposed to GMO soya. So the baby's responses are different. The natural babies are more active, and the GMO babies have a different natural response. GMO soya dramatically reduces your digestive enzymes. It has the ability to impair the digestion of your animals. You become sensitive and have allergic reactions to different varieties of food. The mice-fed experimental GMO peas also started to have reactions to all kinds of other foods. So we're going to take a break, and I hope that you are finding this interesting. And don't go anywhere. We'll be back really soon.
Join us on Hypnosis with Anna Maria every third Saturday at 3 p.m. We're here to support, guide, and teach you how to restore your life, how to stop smoking, how to lose weight, improve your self-esteem or behavior, empower yourself through hypnosis today, and live a better you tomorrow. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Ever wonder what your life has in store for you, or what is the next best step for you to take? Tune in to Ada Marie, the true golden oracle, extraordinary life extension specialist, seer, healer, teacher. Hear your answers every Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Listen and be amazed.
A river runs through us. It flows through our mind, our body, our soul. Connect to the source with the gentle sounds of the Tibetan singing bowls, that you may rest on the shores of peace and relaxation. To learn more, schedule a session, or have Stephanie Woods at your event, contact Stephanie at 781-510-9199 or email at swoods@gis.net. Again, 781-510-9199 or swoods@gis.net.
The Wellness Club at Whole Foods Market in Dedham is now open. The Wellness Club provides an inviting environment where members are empowered to make educated and positive lifestyle choices that promote long-term health and well-being. Benefits include unlimited classes in nutrition and cooking, as well as discounts on private coaching sessions and healthy products. The Whole Foods Market Wellness Club is based on a lifestyle program that provides a sustainable path to achieve optimum health by offering the how and the why. Go to WholeFoodsMarket.com for more information or call the Wellness Club in Dedham at 781-329-7100. That's 781-329-7100.
Courses and quantum concepts are a usual thread of thought. Look for Patricia Cleveland and the Balanced Horse Project the first Sunday of every month at 6 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Jonathan Goldman of Healing Sounds comes to the Boston area presenting Chakra Frequencies and the Divine Name, a weekend of vibrational activation October 14th through October 16th. The workshop will be held at Solstice Healing Arts Center in Medway, Massachusetts. You can visit their website at solsticehealing.com. For more information or to register for this event, contact Jessica Kozak, owner of The Soul Purpose, by calling 774-264-1329 or email Jessica at angelicguidancereadings@gmail.com. Again, that's 774-264-1329 or email angelicguidancereadings@gmail.com. To learn more about the transformational sound healing work of Jonathan Goldman, go to healingsounds.com. Welcome to In Spirit with Maria Halverson. I'm Maria Halverson, your host. In Spirit comes to you every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. to bring you stories that will inspire you to open your hearts and minds to the afterlife. In Spirit is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
From biting dogs to bucking horses, Patricia Cleveland transforms challenges into assets. Whether it's that one special animal in your life or a professional situation, Patricia and the Balanced Horse Project weaves a network of physical and bioenergetic components which redefines the body's potential. This new perspective opens opportunities to address issues before they become problems or to restore the body's older injuries. Easy, cost-effective, Patricia supports training, rehabilitation, performance, and maintenance, promoting confidence, fun, and safer working conditions. There's nothing too amazing to be true. Just experiences waiting to be acknowledged. Visit thebalancedhorseproject.net or call 334-718-7806 to provide a better lifestyle for all animals. That's 334-718-7806.
Hello, everyone. We're back. This is Patricia Cleveland in the Balanced Horse Project on Dream Vision 7 Radio, broadcasting on 1510 AM Revolution Boston. I would like you to just think about a few things before this show comes to an end. We are talking about GMO foods and how it could possibly be a serious threat to what we are feeding our animals. Just a reference here. Did you know that in 1980 there was a contaminated brand of food supplement called L-tryptophan, it's T-R-Y-P-T-O-P-H-A-N, and it killed 100 Americans, and it caused sickness and disability in another 5,000 to 10,000 people. So the GMO process that we have been asked to feed our animals has had some pretty devastating effects on what is going on in our health, in our animal ability to perform and be happy and comfortable in their bodies. And perhaps that explains some of the unknown diseases that all of a sudden start to show up. Gee whiz. Cushing's disease in horses. Perhaps EPM in horses is another idea that has been really pronounced since we started to change the food that we're feeding our animals. the interesting idea that the Cattlemen's Association would take the time to modify the diets of cattle from corn to wheat is really demonstrated by a little known fact that there has been reports of at least 24 U.S. farmers who have been feeding the modified corn varieties, and they have noticed a widespread sterility in their pigs and cattle. Now, if your meat-producing animals lose the ability to reproduce, how do you feed people? And if this is going on in our food resources, what is going on with our pets? What is going on with our horses? And maybe it's time to understand that we should come together and set up a network of food producers who are interested in whole foods or organic-based foods for our pets and animals. And if you're interested in helping me with the project, I would love to hear from you to provide links to people who are interested in supporting whole-based food resources for pet and animal owners. So when I look out the window and I watch our horses, and I know that they are not eating processed food, and they eat wonderful grass and nutritious hay instead, I am thankful for the experience and of the energetic qualities of who I am to be able to have the experience to share with you in this wonderful life. Our animals have led us to resources of raw food. I feed my dog a freeze-dried meat, and then I also come back and provide a meat source that is raw. We try to use the animals from the farm, some of the byproducts from our goat, so we're kind of lucky. But if you're in the city, you need resources, so keep us in mind, and we'll work with you to see if we can find a better way of feeding your animals. The instinctive path of knowing what foods are best for my clients has promoted some very strong and healthy animals. And perhaps the state of disease, which we as owners feel the need to protect our animals against, is a result of an energetic deficiency in our diet. Perhaps the introduction of unnatural food sources is actually interfering with the energetic state of life on this planet. This is the foundation of thought for the Balanced Horse Project. And if you have any ideas, any information, or any additional subjects that you wish to share with us, please go to our website. It is thebalancedhorseproject.net, or you can reach me on my phone at 334-718-7806. If you want to write a letter or send some pictures, you can do that on the internet, or you will find our mailing address and location on our website. For now, I wish to say I hope tomorrow is as great as today, and I look forward to hearing from you and bringing our next episode to you a month from now on Sunday, the first Sunday of the month at 6 o'clock. Bye for now.
From biting dogs to bucking horses, Patricia Cleveland transforms challenges into assets. Whether it's that one special animal in your life or a professional situation, Patricia and the Balanced Horse Project weaves a network of physical and bioenergetic components which redefines the body's potential. This new perspective opens opportunities to address issues before they become problems or to restore the body's older injuries. Easy, cost-effective, Patricia supports training, rehabilitation, performance, and maintenance, promoting confidence, fun, and safer working conditions.
There's nothing too amazing to be true. Just experiences waiting to be acknowledged. Visit thebalancedhorseproject.net or call 334-718-7806 to provide a better lifestyle for all animals. That's 334-718-7806.